Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace and peace and joy of the Lord be to you. I'm on a bus traveling Guatemala. We're here for a meeting. I want to talk to you about the Father seeketh such to worship him from John 4:23 and 24. He said, he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to reiterate, to have spirit and truth, you have to have John 6:63. Then you can operate in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus in your praise and your worship where the enemy cannot stop you. The Father seeketh such to worship him, because a lot of times people honor him with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. Worship will first of all take your heart. In other words, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will have to help you to worship God. And there's a breakthrough worship. As you worship God in spirit and truth, there are breakthroughs you never got through before, but this spirit and truth will bring you through in this type of worship. Now we know we need the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of truth, that we can praise and worship the God and give him the glory he deserves. So I want to keep talking about worship, just worship. I'm talking about personal worship. I'm not talking about in church. I'm talking about in your home, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your car. Just spending time to glorify and to magnify God. Give him the praise and give him the glory for how great he is. For we know today that we serve a great God, and he deserves our praise and worship in spirit and in truth. See your breakthrough in worship. See God's presence come upon you. See God's ability come upon you. And here's a word from the Lord. The Lord says, through your inability, he's going to wrap his possibilities around your inability. Glory to God.